This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Ukrainian soldiers are getting combat training from the U.S. military in Germany. The top U.S. military officer, Army General Mark Milley, telling the soldiers these are urgent times as they defend their country against the Russian invasion. The AP's Norman Hall.
Ukrainian troops will get lessons in the next 5 weeks on weapons, armored vehicles, and more sophisticated combat techniques as they prepare to defend their country against the Russian invasion. The course will teach them to effectively move and coordinate their company and battalion-sized units in battle using combined artillery, armor, and ground forces. I'm Norman Hall.
Here at home, a Republican candidate for a state house seat in New Mexico got mad when he lost the election, say authorities, and plotted a series of drive-by shootings targeting the homes of Democrats. The AP's Jennifer King.
Albuquerque Police Chief Harold Medina says they believe Solomon Pena's anger over his defeat in November's election for a state house seat led him to plot a series of drive-by shootings in New Mexico. The homes of two county commissioners and two state legislators, all Democrats, were targeted. Police Commander Kyle Hartsock says Pena is accused of paying four men to carry out at least two of the shootings in stolen vehicles.
On the last shooting, we now have evidence, too, that Pena himself went on this shooting and actually pulled the trigger.
Audio courtesy KRQE. I'm Jennifer King.
Nobody hurt in the shootings. We're learning that the Yeti Airlines passenger plane that crashed in Nepal, apparently killing all 72 people on board, was co-piloted by a woman whose husband had flown for the same airline and was killed in a plane crash in 2006. Anju Katawada got her pilot training in the U.S. Climate activists have been gluing themselves to a main street in Cologne, Germany, and a government building in Dusseldorf to protest a plan to destroy a village so the coal mines can be expanded. This is AP News. Now to the International Atomic Energy Agency and its established presence in Ukraine.
IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi, while visiting the Pivdano-Ukrainsk power plant, says the mission aims to cover all of Ukraine's sensitive sites.
This is a part of a set of missions. We are starting today here at South Ukraine. We are going to be continuing in Rivne, Khmelnytsky next week, and also Chernobyl.
Grossi adds, a group of experts will stay behind in each location to work with Ukrainian hosts.
We are leaving now a group of experts who are going to be staying here. Permanently.
Zaporizhia nuclear plant, Europe's largest, was taken over by Russian forces in the first months of the war and remains under their control. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,